This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar spoke about crime, the city's COVID-19 response, and the economy during a video State of the City address yesterday. The mayor praised first responders, frontline workers, and others for their work during the pandemic, but he noted Pueblo's high infection rate and overloaded hospitals. He says the deaths in the community that have occurred since vaccinations became available were unnecessary.
We're learning to live with the virus. And in 2021, we did so with minimal restrictions. No businesses were shut down, few capacity limits were imposed, but even the minimal requirement to wear masks in some situations was met with protest.
But on the brighter side, the economy grew with new home building and new businesses. The number of Front Range communities dropping their mask mandates continues to grow. Larimer County will let its mandate expire next week. Public Health Director Tom Gonzalez says he made the decision as COVID-19 case numbers and hospitalizations decline in the Fort Collins and Loveland area.
Nearly 80% of residents will have Omicron-specific immunity here in the next week or so. That is a trend that we have not seen throughout the pandemic, that high of immunity within our population. That's key right there.
Gonzalez says some places, like schools and government buildings, will still require visitors to wear masks. Denver, Adams, and Arapahoe counties also plan to let their mandates expire in the coming days. Offices and schools along the Front Range are closed today because of the snow. Colorado's largest school district, Denver Public Schools, announced its snow day last night. Other schools are also closed, including those in Adams and Douglas counties, Jeffco, Littleton, and Cherry Creek. And most Colorado government offices along I-25 are closed as well. This is CPR News and KRCC.